This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers is suing the union representing thousands of its employees across Colorado. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
Instead of stacking shelves or working behind the deli counter, thousands of King Soopers employees across the Front Range went on strike over the weekend. They demand better staffing and accuse the grocer of inflating prices. King Soopers has fired back, filing a lawsuit against the union. The lawsuit claims the union unlawfully is forcing King Soopers to enter a bargaining agreement with out-of-state unions in Washington and California. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Body camera footage of the shooting death of Christian Glass was shown for the first time Monday in the retrial of former sheriff's deputy Andrew Buen. The jury viewed the 70-minute confrontation and heard testimonies from state investigators. The former Clear Creek County sheriff's deputy is accused of killing Glass after he called 911 when his car was stuck on a dirt road. A shakeup in the U.S. Air Force Academy's Board of Visitors. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it won't affect Colorado lawmakers on the board.
On Monday, President Trump said he ordered the dismissal of the Board of Visitors for the military service academies, but it only applies to the presidential appointees on those boards. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper was appointed to the Air Force Academy Board of Visitors by the Senate Armed Services Committee in 2022 and remains. Republican Representative Jeff Crank was appointed by House Speaker Mike Johnson last month and will remain on the board. Crank says he looks forward to working with the new Trump appointees. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
CU Boulder will soon offer a master's degree in artificial intelligence. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that courses toward the new degree will start being offered in the fall of 2026. Research presented to the university's Board of Regents suggested that jobs in the AI field will grow by 23% by 2028 and pay an average of $123,000. The program will be based in the Computer Science Department. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.